It is hour number two. TSU football coach Eddie George will join us at 10:40. Also, our great friend Killer Bees is in town. He's got a show in Clarksville tomorrow night, and he's doing some media stuff, working on stuff, and he's got a show in Mount Pleasant, of all places.
Killer Bees, legendary comedian, friend of show.
Yeah, actor on the Moonshiners. He's dropping off here in a minute a bottle of his Ambrosia Moonshine.
That's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, well, you don't have to drink it when he hands it to you.
Sure you do. Well, you got to sample it.
Well, get on in here then. So, that's going to be cool. He said, hey, I'm in town. You want to, I've got you a bottle of my new Ambrosia Moonshine. So, yeah, good for that. I'm dropping names now, aren't I? Wendy Moten's going to be on Picking with the Pickers tomorrow,
too. You know
too.
A lot of famous people.
Well, that's about as far as it gets. Well, no. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Here's another
Speaking
one.
Speaking of famous people.
Oh, my gosh. Henry Rothenberg. Thank you. The Hammer. Henry Rothenberg.
Chief meteorologist of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Cardinals fan. Henry, what's up, buddy?
Hammer.
You've been drinking that moonshine already?
No.
Sure you didn't bring it yet?
He's dipping a little early.
Hey, man, it's 6:04 in Israel, so it's past 5:00.
Shalom. Go ahead, Greg. I mean, I'm sure you got questions about what's going on in Florida.
I know we want to talk about that in the seriousness of it, but I've told him I'd let him gloat about his Cardinals winning.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Get your...
In our building.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Greg, come on. John, you understand this is a Yankees fan. It's expected
of course.
To win that every year. You know, we just
Standard of excellence. Hope.
Yes, exactly. We wanted to give the Brewers kind of a little bit of false. So it's like what the Yankees do to the Red Sox. You give them a little fun every now and then. It's like, all right, let's go on and take care of business, guys.
So like winning the division the last 2 years. You're right, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How many World Series again, Greg?
Yeah, I see there. That's a what is that thing you call the World Series?
Yeah, like Billy Beane said, if you don't win the last game of the year, no one cares.
Yeah,
he's right. Brad Pitt did a good job playing it.
All right,
actually.
Well, fine.
All right,
let's.
Fine.
No, we've had enough of that.
Yeah, Henry, where does this? What's going on in Florida? Where does this rank all time? From what I understand, it's like one of the most devastating weather events in terms of damage and flooding and all that. Where does this rank all time? You think?
You know, I fear this will probably be something that's in the top five. The reason I won't give it an exact ranking yet is because it's far from over. It's about to go back out into open waters of the Atlantic. My biggest fear is that forecast models are actually under-predicting it now because they keep it at a tropical storm. Mm-hmm. That's winds below 75 miles per hour. I think it becomes a hurricane again before it makes the turn and heads up towards somewhere between probably kind of around Charleston, but maybe between Charleston and Savannah. And I think flooding in South Carolina is going to be just another heartbreaking scene, because having lived in South Carolina and then I lived in Columbia, but I'd go to Charleston often, that elevation is so low, you get a good thunderstorm, Charleston floods easily. So I'm really worried about some of the flooding potential that's heading towards Charleston, but some of the early morning scenes that we're seeing out of places like Port Charlotte, Florida, going towards Fort Myers, absolute devastation, because they got, nailed with winds 130, 140, up to 155 miles per hour, and there's scaffolding that I've seen images ripped off of buildings.
Wow.
And even, we see those construction cranes all over town here. There's one, I can't tell if the crane itself was still up, but the tower is there. There's no crane on top of it, but there's scaffolding on the building, and there was something that fell. It's hard to tell if it was a huge part of scaffolding that even took out not only windows in the building under construction, but some of the concrete. So, this was a beast for wind, and it's a beast for flooding. That's what people don't realize, is they think, this isn't going to be bad. The rain's light. Yeah, those are the outer bands. Once the heavier bands get in and once that storm starts to make landfall, and then you start thinking, I need to get out of here, it's too late. So I think this is going to be top five.
Well, I have a very good friend. His name's Alex Fisher. You can look at Google in his fishing charter. I've become really good friends. I go to Pine Island, which is out from Fort Myers, Cape Coral, the outer islands there of Captiva, Sanibel, Boca Grande. Everybody in this area, they know that. And Pine Island is I've got friends that live there. I go there quite often. That was the direct hit. And I texted my friend. They got out. And his response back to me was, I just hope I have something to go back home to.
That's tough to hear. Already hearing a couple hundred people have already lost their lives. Yeah. I mean, man, it's just devastating.
Yeah. But that was you know, ground zero, lack of a better term.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I have a friend in Fort Myers who he and his family moved down there a couple of years ago. They didn't evacuate. Thankfully, they're okay. But, you know, at first, like, well, it's just some light rain right now. And I'm like, you got to go. And, you know, they didn't, but they don't have power. Thankfully, they are okay. He did send me a text sometime in the early morning hours because I texted yesterday to check in, last night to check in. And, you know, but who knows when they get power back. I did give him hurricane safety tips. You know, people don't realize if you have a bathtub, you fill it up with water so that you can use simple things like the toilet. You have water to flush it. You know, you want to freeze, put water in Tupperware, put it in the freezer. You want to freeze it while you still have power so that you then at least, if you lose power, can help your food stay good a little longer by having these homemade frozen ice packs and, you know, keep everything on a charger during the day because you're going to lose power. And so in the world we live in today, we're used to instant information, but, you know, things like Twitter may not be updated that often because there's, you know, cell phone services lack there now. Power is out. And it's going to be, you know, probably a day or two before we really start to see the true devastation that came in from the area.
Henry Rothenberg is our guest, News Channel 5 meteorologist, frequent contributor to this show. All right, Henry, I think people want to know how will that affect our area here in Middle Tennessee? How are we looking in the next few days, weather-wise?
Yeah, so, you know, this weekend, when that storm makes landfall over South Carolina, that's more of an easterly track than a couple of days ago, which is favorable for us. I do think some of the outer rain bands will impact East Tennessee, Knoxville, not significant like what we're seeing along the coast, but some heavy rain, maybe some good wind gusts, and we could get some rain all the way into the Cumberland Plateau, but I think this current track will keep most of the rain east of Nashville, east of 65, and just kind of make for a wet weekend at times over towards, like I said, East Tennessee, so maybe from Cookeville going east. And the further east you go along I-40, the heavier the rain will be and the stronger the winds will be too.
Yeah, I hate to bring sports into this, but you know, from what I understand, Atlanta is going to be okay this weekend, right? You got that big series between the Mets and the Braves for the NL East crown, probably. Originally, the thought was this weather could affect the Atlanta area, but now I'm hearing that they're going to be okay for the weekend. Do I have that right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, as far as this path goes, there was a track that had the center of circulation going closer to Atlanta, which would have been a big problem. They could get some of the extreme outer rain bands there, but not anything that would be impactful. It would be just, you know, humid with some showers popping here and there, but not anything that would be life-threatening in the Atlanta area. And, you know, you're saying you hate to bring sports into it, but, you know, the reality in these times, John, sometimes sports is the distraction
True.
That many need after going through this. You know, especially in a Florida area where you got all these spring training facilities. So,
college football, you know, up and down
the college football. Yeah. Of course, it has impacted the Tampa area. The games with the Lightning for the Preds preseason both moved here. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, is the Monday night game? Did they decide to move it yet to Minnesota? The Chiefs and the
I know they were talking about it because the Vikings are obviously in London to play the Saints Sunday morning, so their stadium is free. And so that I know that was being discussed, but I haven't seen anything official. come down the pike yet. Have you guys, Patton, Greg?
No, I haven't. No. So,
Tampa's mayor is trying to get it to stay, but nothing officially.
Gotcha.
Well, but it's sort of all cleared that out of there, right? Mm-hmm. Even up in the panhandle is just not going to get anything, really. Not much of anything, right?
Right. And it's, you know, even though it'll be long gone by then, the question's just, you know, and I don't know much from the Tampa area because I've been focused more from Orlando down to Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. Along that, I think, what is that, 275 there on the interstate stretch. So it's, you know, the question is, okay, how are we with electricity? How are we with running water? How are the roads? Those are the questions as we go into the weekend. Is it safe to bring people out and bring a large gathering to a venue? Is the infrastructure of the city as well as the building able to support it? And it's not just the physical structure, but it's, you know, water, electricity, power to cook, large meals and all that. So, I think Tampa would be okay, but I haven't heard much from the area, but I don't want to, you know, officially say, yeah, Tampa got lucky. Because, again, I've just spent so much time focused on the areas that have been.
It's almost a bad look, right? Here you're, you know, playing a football game while others are struggling and suffering, you know.
Yeah, that's
tough. Well, it takes resources, too. Law enforcement, first responders, because they're going to need additional help to the south.
Henry, something I always wanted to ask you, and this may seem like a weird question, but why is this weather pattern so common with this time of year? In other words, late summer into early fall.
Mm-hmm.
Why is hurricane season when it is?
I guess the west coast of Africa, right?
You know, in a way, it's where a lot of these waves come off. But, by no means a weird question at all, JB. It's, you know, August and September are the peak months of hurricane season,
mm-hmm.
Especially September. And because, you know, think about when you turn the water on, at a sink at home and you turn the hot water on, or when you put water on the stove and start boiling it, it doesn't instantly go hot or instantly turn, start boiling.
Right.
We have spent all of our warm months. June 1st is when hurricane season begins. We're going through summer. Sun angles higher, more sunlight. We start to heat up. So the waters in the Atlantic and in the Gulf and the Caribbean, they finally start to heat up.
Okay.
And they reach their, you know, I guess the best comparison would be their boiling point, where they're fueling these storms now.
Ah.
And, you know, think about on a hot day, you don't really, you know, you get these pop-up storms here and there, but it all has to do with the ocean water temperatures, and they're fueling the storms at this point.
Interesting.
So that's why we'll see it start to die down heading into October. Doesn't mean that they won't happen, but
right.
Yeah, August and September, that's exactly why they're the most active months.
Well, and I was joking somewhat, but not. Why do they start off the west coast of Africa?
A lot of these waves, they just kind of work into off the coast. It has to do with the ocean currents and the winds aloft. And so with basically the spin of the earth, the curvature, it's kind of just following the train tracks, if you will.
it's been happening forever, right?
I was always curious why this time of year was when it's, but that makes sense because, you know, they've had all summer to heat the water up the ocean's up and the large bodies of water.
And it has to do, the strength of Ian, another thing, we haven't really seen anything along the east coast of the U.S. and the Atlantic. In the Gulf of Mexico, when these storms move through the water, they're like a blender. They're churning the water, so that's bringing colder water from way below back to the top, to the surface at the water, and then you'll see storm chances become a little bit harder because the water will be cooler. But when we've gone all season long and these waters haven't been touched, you know, it's prime fuel right there.
Hammer, congratulations to you, Cardinals. You know, if the Brewers are just a half game back of the Phillies for the last one, if the Brewers are the sixth seed, you know who they're going to be playing the first round of the playoffs, that best two out of three?
St. Louis Cardinals.
In St. Louis.
Right, because the Dodgers will be the one seed, the Mets will, or Braves will be the two.
Right, and then the three will be that division winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then four would play five, and that would be the Mets or the Braves being the four. So, yeah. This isn't over yet, buddy.
Hey, we got Yachty and Pujols saying farewell, and Waino as well maybe saying farewell. We're not going out to the Brewers.
All right. We'll save that. Okay, we'll save that. All right. Hey, see, hey, thanks for jumping on with us, Henry. Appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Hammer.
And again.